Migration is a big issue in Germany, as it is across much of Europe. But something unexpected has happened in the region's migrant crisis over the last year. In August 2016, an estimated 21,000 migrants reached Italy from Libya. This past August, that number was down to just 4,000, a drop of more than three quarters. So what's changed? My BBC colleague Benjamin Zand has been exploring how the migrant route is changing in a new documentary called Africa's Billion-Pound Migrant Trail. Ben, why are fewer migrants getting through?
For a number of reasons, really. I mean, one of the major changes is as a consequence of investment from the EU in the Libyan Coast Guard. They have trained over 130 people. They've given boats to the Libyan Coast Guard. What the EU want now is to essentially people to be stopped in Libyan waters and sent back to Libya. And it seems at the moment to be working, but we can't say categorically it will forever be working, but it is for now, it seems.
Now, you were able to ride along with the Libyan Coast Guard as they chased migrants and intercepted the migrant boats. What was that like?
Massively depressing. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, the sheer number of people that we came across in the space of about 6 hours was absolutely incredible. We stopped four boats, each with about 150 people in them. This is men, women and children. The Coast Guard were armed with an RPG and machine guns. So it gives you a sense of the kind of seas there. We were told by the Coast Guard leader at the time that the week previously they had lost some men as a consequence of a shootout with smugglers. So it is not a safe place for anybody to be. And when you're seeing that many numbers of people going across the sea in boats that look like they're made from crates, it's depressing.
It's just incredible scenes in your documentary. Ben, remind us just how huge the migrant smuggling business is. I mean, your own documentary is named Africa's Billion Pound Migrant Trail, which is basically the same as $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, to give you a sense of how much some of these people are earning, you know, I went to Nigeria because this is one of the main source countries. And, you know, speaking to some of the girls who quite often end up working in prostitution in Europe, the numbers that they're citing that they owe to smugglers are, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 that they have to pay to a smuggler. And just the sheer number of people, you know, so far this year, about 100,000 people have made it to Italy via the Libyan route. And you can work out the maths yourself, but that is an incredible amount of money. And it's not really hard to see why smugglers do it.
Are these young women people who have to get that money before they make the crossing?
No, so they don't. I mean, that is essentially where it gets quite dark. So it's a bond that they owe to a smuggler. So a woman in Nigeria will agree a fee of, say, $50,000. And then the smuggler will loan them some money for the trip. But that means when they get to Italy, usually they go and then work with a madame who owns what is essentially a brothel. And they are stuck in the prostitution trade for years and years and years, all to repay this money. So for example, say if they get 20 euros, which is about $20, $22 per each individual client they service, they are going to have to work. They're going to have sex with about five people a day for about 3 years just to pay back the money they owe, which gives you a sense of how horrible this is for these people.
So they're forced into essentially sex slavery once they arrived.
Yeah, I mean, and what was quite difficult for me is, you know, I was in Nigeria and I spoke to two girls and I said to them straight up, you know, what are you going to do when you get to Europe? I've heard some people enter the sex trade and they said categorically, yes, we will enter the sex trade. We will do whatever it takes to get money. And it gives you a sense of the desperation of some of these people. You know, Europe, you know, there is a real European dream in the mentality of quite a lot of people going along the migrant trail. They assume that everything is better in Europe. And if sex is one way to make money, it's, you know, at least it's better than the life they have, which sadly I don't think is true because some of the stories I've heard of people who have made it are horrible. But it's also the smugglers who feed into these lies. You know, they tell people that from the shores of Libya, you can see Italy. They tell people that it's a 20-minute ferry ride across the Mediterranean. They tell people you can get across the Sahara in a couple of hours. And it's all a complete lie. And they neglect to tell them how many people die along the way and how bad it is and how many people are raped and how many people are locked up. And it's a kind of mix of misinformation, naivety and desperation that leads people to make this journey. And it is truly upsetting.
The BBC's Benjamin Zand, who has a new documentary out called Africa's Billion Pound Migrant Trail. Thanks so much, Ben.
No problem. Thanks.